money.
An opportunity for your host and Keelan co-host to talk a little bit about what's happening maybe in our lives or what's happening in our business or some tips that we might have. And, you know, in spirit of the holiday, first of all, I want to offer a complimentary copy of my book. It's Journey With Me to Personal and Professional Success. It's based on my personal and professional core practices, as well as my story of tragedy to triumph, which is a message I'm really passionate about in sharing with the homeless community and starting up with teenagers that are underprivileged but excelling at a high level in school. All of 2019, I'll be doing complimentary courses of bringing them together. And so really, really excited about that. And as your host, I just wanted to, you know, share something. In 2018, as we're wrapping things up and we're getting into the holidays and there's going to be some extra time, you're spending time with family, really appreciating all of the successes that you had for the year and getting really excited about things that are coming up for the new year. And it's a time to really reflect. And so I just wanted to give you some questions maybe to reflect on and really to help you moving forward in the new year. How did you deal with challenges that came up in your life and your business this year? I think that's a really good question to ask yourself and to reflect on, because how you dealt with those life challenges and business challenges, they really all were opportunities to find solutions, the solutions that you need for whatever those challenges and problems that were going on. So think about this year as you're reflecting. And think for next year really as a positive, because all challenges, problems, anything that's not going perfectly really are all opportunities to adjust, shift, take away the lessons that you're supposed to take away from those opportunities. Also, think about what wakes you up in the morning. What are you excited about? That's a really good thing to reflect on. What are you grateful for and excited about what happened last year? As well as you look into the future for the new year in 2019, what really wakes you up in the morning? And that's going to help really build that why for you and why you're leaving the things that you enjoy within your family life to get out into the business world. How do you bring in what's important to your life into what you do in business? And I have to say that this has been really a journey for myself and being able to share this with others that I coach through my One Time Your Business 8-week burn, as how can you bring your unique self, what you're passionate about in your life and the life lessons that you've learned into your business so that you can excel at a higher level for business. It connects you with people. We all learn from each other and things that we've gone through. So think about that this year as well. What moment can you think back to change your perspective? So I really like to look at perspective, because we are our perspective and it comes from someone else. So think about that perspective and things that you took away that maybe didn't serve you at the highest level and how that perspective could be different as you're going into the new year. And last, how do you start your day and how do you end your day? I call it my bookmark to my day, which ultimately is my bookmark to my life. And I think more important than anything that you do throughout the mid of the day is how you start and end your day. And here's my only advice as your host of the Money Hours: when you start your day, think about motivation. How are you going to motivate yourself? Because all of the challenges and struggles, which we all have, they're going to come up in the day. So getting motivated is going to give you that power and that strength to conquer through any of those that come up. And wrap up, I believe your wrap up in the end of the day is all about inspiration. It's time to go to sleep, have nice, warm, fuzzy dreams, and really just close yourself down for the day. And that's all around inspiration. I'll tell you, I do not want to get motivated at night, but I definitely also don't want to get inspired in the morning, because it doesn't build that power. So think about that. That's my my advice and some share for you today. So, you know, Keelan, what's going on with you to share with our listeners?
Well, first of all, I appreciate Tina. Really, you practice what you preach, and I love that about you. So that's really awesome. Great tidbits. As much as I'd love to talk about London, we had a pretty big event yesterday. The Fed raised rates by 25 bips or 0.25% for those of you who don't know what that means. So that's the fourth time this year and the ninth time since December 2015.
Crazy.
Yeah. So and then you I was reading all a bunch of news about it and kind of the both sides and, you know, and how, you know, some people believe it wasn't appropriate due to like Europe and China and the downturn in in stock prices and the GDP and low inflation, to me, it just seemed like a bunch of noise, to be honest, and with a little political twist on it. But the Fed did say that, as opposed to the 3 years they were expected to project in 2019, they're going to pump it down to 2. Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Fed, said he's happy with the performance of the economy, and this he made a slight adjustments in projection, but they're really going to focus, and that's they always say that, right? It's always the Fed or the government. We're going to focus on data in 2019 as like a scapegoat type thing, you know, just face the data. But as Tina, as we know, that really doesn't mean anything to us because at the end of the day, what does that mean for people? It's the same thing we've been talking about. You know, we knew interest rates were going to go up. They're still historically low. And the housing market in Seattle has slowed down. Prices are down. Inventory's up. Less competition with purchasing. Mm-hmm. So it's still a great time to buy a home. It doesn't matter. Rates go up. Rates go down. Mm-hmm. Don't get emotional about it. So for our listeners, I would say a call of action is if you're a buyer who's been sitting on the fence in kind of this crazy market the last couple of years, it's still a great time to get out there and go purchase a home, or at least talk to Tina or myself and get yourself pre-approved. Figure out where you sit in the market and what you can actually, you know, what you can actually do, and your family, you know, can go make a move possibly that you maybe never expected you could make in this new year. So it's a great time.
Great advice. And just remember, again, any challenge is an opportunity. And so love that, Keelan. Thank you so much. And coming up next in the Money Hour, the housing crisis. Mike Pattison of Master Builder Association, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, after the short break.